With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's podcast as I move my lighting here a little bit in my studio. So if you're watching this on YouTube, today we're going to talk about Kobe's 10. It's been a success. I've seen it all over on the web and have shared it myself. I want to talk about it in terms of coaching and of playing. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They have signed up again to sponsor our podcast. So we are so excited for another year of the best shooting machine on the market, bar none. Not only customer service, not only work, but a little bit of everything. And if you mention Coach Collins, any of our podcasts, our YouTube channel, me, they will take really good care of you and get you a huge discount. So make sure you mention me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop for basketball coaches, everything you need, one place and me, because I'm literally taping this in about 11 minutes. I'm going to jump on office hours because I'm in the studio. So I thought I'd do a podcast. So go over and check it out as soon as you can. Also, go over and check out hoopsalytics.com. It is everyone should learn how to break film down. This is the best place. It is intuitive. It is easy to use. If you go to hoopsalytics.com/teach, not only will they give you 25% off with the promo code TEACH22, which is on that page. So hoopsalytics.com, and I'll put the link down below, /teach. They'll give you 25% off, which is awesome. They'll also break a film down for you, and they'll show you all the statistics and everything you need to make. And you know what the best part about it is? It's reasonably priced. I know everything out there like Huddle and Pixelot and all that stuff is in Synergy and all that stuff is super expensive. So go over and check it out. All right. So let's talk about Kobe's 10. And again, you know, with the anniversary of his death coming up, I think it's 2 years, January. A lot of talk on this, but Kobe's 10 rules, both for on the court and success and a player. I think we can all use, I think as coaches, we can use, we can share it with our players. We can talk to our players. We can help them through some of the difficult times. Number one is get better every single day. You know, we talk to our players, if you get 1% better every day, you're going to be a pretty good basketball player by the end of the season. And as a coach, as a dad, as a father, as any of that stuff, just try to get better. You know, as a stats teacher, we're always kind of in that middle. But if we try to get a little bit better every day, I think that really plays wrong. This is a big one going into our first game this week, but prove them wrong. Prove the naysayers, prove that the team that we're playing maybe isn't the fourth ranked team. Maybe we should be ranked higher. We want to prove them wrong. Not only in the classroom, not only in the field of play, but a little bit of everything. The next one is work on your weaknesses. That's where, to be honest with you, that's where teachhoops.com But anyway, because I can help you because I've done this for a long time. But anyway, work on those weaknesses, things you can. As a player, you know, you're working on that weak hand or whatever you do. As a coach, maybe you're not a good zone. You know, there's people in our league that play man-to-man defense that are exceptionally good, but they're not as good at zone defenses. Or they don't. They have a great out-of-bounds plays, but they don't have a great a last-second shot or something. Or maybe they're great practice coaches, but they're not great game coaches. So work on those weaknesses. Next one is execute what you practiced. And part of this can fall into small-sided games. Part of this can, for you as coaches, can fall into how you execute your practice plan and how you allow them to work on things that, you know, maybe we're working on ball screens right now. We're not very good at it. So we're executing on how to set up a ball screen, the steps of a ball screen, the reads of a ball screen, all of those things. So that's the next thing. Number five is learn from greatness. Learn from someone that's done it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Because I've won 3 state titles, 80% of the games I've coached, Hall of Fame coach. Not to toot my own horn, but where did I learn from? I'll tell you, I'll give you a story. Learn from greatness. When I took over our job 25 years ago, no lie, it was a hockey school, and our hockey coach had won 4 or 5 state titles. The first, and our baseball coach had won 2 or 3. The first 2 people I talked to in the building were them. Because I want to know how they did it. I want to know how they won, how they were great, how they executed, all those things. Learn from wins and losses. It's a lot easier to learn from wins than losses, but you have to learn from both. Don't be content with the wins and upset with the losses. There's learning to be had in both of those. And that's something that took me a while as a coach to learn that, you know, it took me longer. And again, I've been very blessed in that, you know, only lose in 30 plus years, 100 basketball games, but 100 plus basketball games. But those losses, I dove into more, and I should have early in my career drove into the wins more. I think it would help us maybe even eliminate some more of those losses. Practice mindfulness. We do this with our team about leaving school behind, about leaving the headaches, about centering yourself, about knowing or executing. And I'm gonna call myself out right now. But I was watching TikTok the other day, and I saw this climber that climbed El Capitan in Yosemite, and he did it free. He did it solo, like no ropes. And he was talking about mindfulness. He was talking about he had climbed that thousands of times before he actually climbed it. Because there's one stretch about 600 feet from the top where you have to kind of, it's like a half of a fingertip is what you're hanging on. And then you have to swing your feet. Anyway, he was describing it. And crazy land, in my opinion. I would never do that. I couldn't do it. But he had already climbed that. He'd already practiced that in his mind. He had practiced it physically. So practice mindfulness, practice, you know, that visual part of it. Number 8 is be ambitious. When I took over a program that had 4 or 5 winning seasons in 30 plus years before I took over, I was ambitious. Our initial goal and our goal today and our goal until I stop coaching is to win a state title. That's the epitome of being a high school basketball coach in the biggest division in Wisconsin is to win a state title. And that's going to be my ambition until I stop. If it's not, I'm not, then I shouldn't be doing it. So be ambitious. Like, you know, was I ambitious as I could have taken some college jobs? Could I have made some jumps? Sure. But that wasn't meant to be for other reasons. Next thing is believe in your teammates, believe in your team, believe in your players. You know, I'm going to have another podcast about this, but we've had some obstacles. We're coming out of COVID. This is year 3. We're still learning our system. We're still learning expectations. I'll deep dive into that later, but you know, we've had some hurdles in the last two or three days, you know, a week into the season that I'll share with all of you at some point. And this is from someone that's run a pretty successful team. And then number 10 is learn storytelling. Learn the art of telling a story like the El Capitan. Like learn, it's a marketing tool. It's a storytelling tool, but it can be so helpful in getting everyone, like I refer to, getting everyone on the train or the bus or the boat or whatever we're doing. Because if everyone's rowing in the same direction, it's one of those, it's like hitting that perfect goal shot. It's like, I've never hit a hole in one, but it's got to feel like that. It's like that one point. So let me go through those 10 rules for success from Kobe. Get better every single day, prove them wrong, work on your weaknesses, execute what you practice, learn from greatness, learn from wins and losses, practice mindfulness, be ambitious, believe in your team, and learn storytelling. I hope this helps. Put some comments down below, and we will talk soon. Have a great day, everybody. And remember, go over and check out hoopsalytics.com/teach22teach. And then that will take you to, there's a discount code for 25% off. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And also go over and check out Dr. Dish and tell them I sent you. They'll take good care of you. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.